going on? What's going on? Good people out there in the world, what's going on, man? I hope y'all been tuned in. You know, I've been working, man. Been working. You know, I'm on my car series today. You know, I definitely want to tell y'all to please, before I start this podcast, tap into the Whatever You Say podcast. My cousin Toya, I've been working with her. And just, you know, she's making things happen, and she's also getting me in an area where I can start, you know, monetizing my podcast a little bit better. But definitely linking with her. She has two panels that I did with her. One was for relationships, and the other one was like giving the perspective of what black men deal with day to day in the world that, you know, we live in. But I definitely been working. I'm on a big screen now, man. So, you know, check your boy out. You know, due to my cousin Toya, if you listen to this podcast, I want to say thank you. I love you. I love you. I love you with all my heart. You have pushed me to want to go further with what I'm doing and getting my message out. I was already there, but it's like you just kind of pushed me. Like, yo, cuz, let's go. Next step. So I want to say thank you and I love you. And I definitely hope that you hear this and be on the lookout for me to be working with my cousin on my podcast as well. We got some things coming. And needless to say, man, and this has a lot to do with what I just talked about. Needless to say, man, how many people out there today, right? How many of my people that are listening and are tapping in with me? I don't really like to say followers because it doesn't sit right with me. But how many of my people that have been showing some support, showing some love and tapping in, you know, really been, you know, like dealing with having friends or associates or family members or whatever you want, you know, whatever you want to place them in, however you have yourself situated and set up. How many of us are waiting on someone to do something? How many of us have waited on someone to do something? How many of us have become maybe stagnant? And you might be looking for a friend to tell you, like, hey, man, what y'all doing? What are you doing? Like, what's going on? Why y'all stop? Or, you know, I thought you was going to get the salon. I thought you was looking, like, what's going on? What's holding you back? And some people may have, you know, different answers or different variations of what's going on. It could be personal. It can be, it could be anything. Whatever it is, you know, what kind of friend are you? You understand what I'm saying? What kind of friend are you to where you're not telling your friend, hey, look, man, I understand you got stuff going on, right? And we see what you're going through. You know, if you're going through something personal, you're dealing with some things, I get it. But you got a talent. You got a raw talent that some people don't got, that they wish they had. You know, and it's like, man, you're gonna stop blessing the people with your talent because of the mere fact of somebody else's inconsistency? Nah, look, man, let me tell y'all something, man. Back when I wanted to start my podcast, I had everybody selling me dreams about how they was going to do this, how they was going to do that, how everything was going to look, blah, blah, blah. Oh, yeah, well, you know what I mean? You're going to do this, you're going to do that, and I'm going to be doing this with you, that. I'm on my fifth season. My fifth season. And not one of those people that actually said something is actually going through with their word. Not one of them. And that's fine, because at the end of the day, I don't need nobody to further my goal. I'm going to push myself. You know, I would love, don't get me wrong now, people love support. You know what I'm saying? And love that, you know, hey, man, you know, this my friend, this my buddy, this my pal, this my sister, this my homegirl, man. And you know what? Man, they got me on my ball. Like I gotta push forward. I can't be remaining stagnant because it seems like the thing to do. Because right now, okay, I'm in my comfortable zone. I'm comfortable. Change. One thing I just learned, I'm taking the classes right now, right? And we're talking about like change, and that's like the biggest thing. Change is gonna happen. We have in some cases, we're gonna make change happen. I made change happen in my life from the people I dealt with and from the people I now deal with. From my thought process to now how I think. Before, back in the day, I used to think like a child. I used to think like a selfish individual. Not so much as caring for myself, but I was a selfish individual because I was putting myself in positions where I could have been taken away from my family for a long time. I wasn't thinking, you know, and I didn't, and I'm not going to say everybody around me was bad, but I just didn't have the right people. And I had a few that was telling me like, hey man, look, bro, come on, Pally, like change your ways, man. Like you too deep in, like you really in too deep for real. Like no connection to the movie whatsoever, but you know, my mind state was just that. Man, if I'm gonna do something, I'm gonna do it to her. I'm going 100. You know what I'm saying? And I'm doing all kinds of negative stuff, but I'm going 100 with it. Like that's just how my mind is made up, and I ain't letting nobody change it. You know, at the time, you know, my kid's mom, before she had, you know, my first child, she's trying to get me to change my mind. She's like, yo, it's more to life than this. It's this, you know, and I'm not hearing it until certain things start to begin to happen. And I'm just like, okay, all right. Okay, I see what you were saying. Oh, okay, all right, bet, because this person, I thought this person would say who they was, but they not really who they said they was. But I'm telling them, you know, like, it's, we have to watch the company we keep, people. Watch the company you keep, because the company you keep will be the reason you will be sleep, slump, and not doing nothing with your life but what you've been doing, and it just remaining stagnant because they not doing nothing with their life. And it shouldn't work like that. The company you keep should be like, yo, they should be honest with you, and it should be an honesty where it's respected. It's not an honesty where it's hate, but an honesty where it's showing respect. And they telling you like, hey man, you got a talent, man. You got people, you know, you just came up out of the woodwork. Like one of my homeboys told me, just came out of the woodwork, and you mean to tell me you got over 3,000 people listening to you? He said, man, like, did you ever? I'm like, nah, like, you know, I didn't, at a point, I didn't know it would be that big, but I knew that in my mind. I'm like, I'm gonna continue to grow. Like, I manifested that. I'm like, yeah, you know, at the end of the day, in the beginning, I didn't think it, but you know what? When I finally got a hold to really controlling your destiny and really manifesting stuff, how you think about yourself, I was like, oh yeah, I'm gonna have a million followers. Well, not, excuse me, a million people that support me. I don't like the word followers. But yeah, I'm definitely gonna have a million. Yeah, that's matter of fact, it's already there. You know what I'm saying? It's already there. It just hasn't touched down yet. That's all. And you know, the people I keep around me are not people that's not like wanting that. They want the best for themselves, but in turn they have told me that I want the best for you. You're my friend. Or like my cousin Toya, you know, she's like motivating me and pushing me in ways I didn't even think I really, you know, I could really, you know, maneuver. And I'm just happy, and I'm thankful, and I'm grateful to God. All praise is due to Allah. I'm thankful that I have that kind of connection to her, that kind of connection to other people outside of my family that have become family. You know what I'm saying? And push me and say, yo man, you gave your life and your energy to all that negativity when we was in New Jersey, right? And you mean to tell me you got something positive going for yourself? You got something that's actually working, and you're not gonna give it your all? Like, come on, man, you're moving backwards. You know, take that positive energy and give it what you got. And these are the people I got around me that's telling me that. Shout out to my homeboy James, man. Shout out to my homeboy Damien. Shout out to my cousin Toya. Shout out to my boy Alshon. Shout out to all the folks that have given me a piece or just a plethora or just a breath and be like, yo, man, I really admire what you're doing. I got street cats. I cats in the streets. I salute y'all. They coming through slide. Hey, bro, I'm listening. I like what you're doing. I respect it. You know what I mean? Because I respect you. And I'm just like, yo, it's changing. I'm changing lives. Not just at work, but I'm changing lives in general. Like, that's the thing we need to do. If you got a connection to the streets, go back and save some of them young guys that's out there, you know, losing their lives over blocks and streets that we don't even have no type of owning or anything. You know, we don't got no type of nothing. All we doing is paying rent in a certain area. We don't own none of that. All that stuff y'all fighting over, we don't own none of that stuff, man. You got to change the... Once you change the... Look, let me tell y'all something. Let me tell y'all something that's in the hood, man. The hood is... Let me tell you something. The world is bigger than your hood. Get out and travel. Move around. Come down to Atlanta. Go to North Carolina. Go to Houston. Go to the West Coast. Be careful now. Don't get me wrong. You know, I ain't saying go to be in they hoods, but go to the beautiful, the nice areas and enjoy your life. And I learned once you change the company that you keep, man, you start doing different things, man. Your brain is set on a different atmosphere. You're not thinking, oh, I just want to go sit in the hood, man. I heard such and such say, you know, I need to go to what's that? I just need to go somewhere, anywhere, but the hood. Get out of the hood for a week. Come down to the south. Come visit your aunts and your uncles, or go to the Midwest. Midwest is beautiful. You know what I'm saying, folks? We have to be more cognizant about what it really means with self-care too. Self-care means looking at the people around you and be, hey, look, man. I got to make some changes, because you are a reflection of what you have around you. If what you have around you is negativity and just nonsense and drama, you're going to be a reflection of that. And one thing I hate this saying, because a lot of people say perception is reality. And in some cases, it's a true statement, but it's not in all cases. That's what I will say. I don't particularly like that particular saying, but I get it. I get why people say that, because some people just look and see what they want to see. It's not about, you know, perception. They want to see what they want to see. Oh, that's what's going on. Or this is going on. No, man. No. I need you to stand up on your 10 toes and get your 10 hands. Right? I said 10 hands. 10 fingers. And write what, manifest what you're going to do, man. Shout out to my homegirl Tish, man. Look, man, let me tell you something. She put me on to something about manifesting. And I'm quite sure many people have probably heard of it, so I'm probably not saying nothing new. But scripting. So when you're scripting, right, you writing out the things that you already have. Things that you want, but you write it in the tense that you already have it. And you read it, and you continue to read it, and you believe it, and you train it. Don't train your mind. Matter of fact, you train your mind, but also just look at it as like it's realistic. It is purely realistic. And what you go ahead and do is you go ahead and get to your goals and get to your dreams, and just keep pushing yourself. Keep pushing yourself, because God knows, I didn't know where I was going to be maybe a year or two ago, but where I'm at right now, I have thought this through, I have manifested it, and I'm going to continue to manifest it. I'm going to continue to motivate any of my friends or my peoples out there that is looking for the motivation to go and get what it is that is already yours. Not get what's yours, but what is already yours. You already set up to get it. It's just about what you are going to do to get it. You know, don't let nobody tell you what you can't do and limit your process. Or don't let nobody, not even just tell you, but don't let nobody limit your process. You know, like, a lot of people out here be shorthanding themselves because maybe they homie ain't with the wave, or maybe they homegirl ain't with the wave. So what? Leave them where they at. Let them know, y'all, look, I got mad love for you, and I respect you, and I humbly appreciate you. But if you're not with the wave, if you're not with trying to, you know, leave our kids with something or whatever the case may be, man, listen, you know, a lot of us leave our kids with unfortunate situations. I am not leaving my children with that type of situation. I'm not leaving my kids in a situation where they are in debt or something like that due to my inconsistencies. Nah, break that generational curse, man. We've all, you know, some of us have been left like that, and it's unfortunate. But hey, at the end of the day, you know, you gotta get up, and you gotta get out there and do something. That's one thing I will say about this generation. They are a generation of creators. Like, they are creating their space in a creative space, and I respect it wholeheartedly. And other generations too, don't get me wrong, I'm not down. I'm just saying, like, I just love the creative. Like, and they have more at their hand, you know, than I won't say recent generations, but like maybe like my parents. There was no internet around and stuff like that. But now that they have they way, you got young kids becoming millionaires, taking care of their parents. You know? So, man, you know, my thing is, man, again, watch the company you keep, man. I don't care if that person's been a friend of yours for 22, 23 years. If they are not trying to become established and do their, it ain't even got to be what you're doing. They could be doing something else. They could be doing, they could be doing, what can I say? They could own their own mechanic shop. You know, they could own their own mechanic shop or be doing hair. You know, just getting that bag, like working, and then they doing hair on the weekend or something like that. Just getting to it and stacking up. And just trying to build something to a salon. I salute every sister out there or any brothers out there that's doing hair and they get into it and they create their own space. I salute you, because it's not an easy thing to do. To be creative and actually take your creativeness and actually like turn it into reality. It's not an easy thing to do. It's going to be some uphill battles. Don't get me wrong. I know that. But once you figure out what it is, and you walk in your purpose, there's nothing that no man or woman can do to push you out of your purpose. There's nothing that nobody can do. You know, when you talk it, you talk it. You know, you keep it moving. You know, you gotta watch the company you keep, man. I want the company that's with me to be like, yo, Will, hey, man, maybe you should do this. You know, be constructive with me now. Don't be on no line. I mean, just be constructive with me. Tell me the truth. Hey, man, I like the way you did. Whoop, man, that was tight. Oh, hey, man, I think you could have did this a little bit different. Maybe tweak this. And then, you know, that. All right, man, yeah, I appreciate it. I'm going to do that. I'm going to do just that. I'm going to tweak it. And, you know, I'm going to get my talking voice different. I'm going to, you know, when I feel excited, I'm going to be excited. When I feel, you know, when it needs to be a low-key podcast, I'm going to be low-key. And you just move about it. You move about it and you create. You create, man. You create and you be so much happier with what you're doing, knowing that you're doing it. So my message to everybody that listens to my podcast or that may tap in when they can, take care of yourself. Be selfish about yourself. You ain't got to give your time to everybody. Give your time to your goals. The same time we going and giving these other companies and these jobs and everything else out here our time, give your goals and your motivation and your, you know, affirm, you know, affirmations. Get all of that together and give it to yourself. Tell yourself that you are worthy of everything that you want in life. It is okay to say that. It is okay to be selfish about you. You know, it's okay. I'm selfish about me. You know, you got to give yourself to everybody. You understand? You know, and I don't mean that in a sexual sense or anything of that nature. I mean, just like your time, your overall. especially if they not, you know, they're not trying to push you together. Push you forward, and they taking what you tell them and pushing them forward. Cause it's a two-way street. So, you know, that's just my piece for the day, man. I definitely want us to really look at who we have around us, man. Really look into the eyes of folks that's around you. Really look at them and really tell them, like, yo, what are we doing? Where are we going to be at in the next couple of months? I'm looking at, like, where I'm going to be at in the next, I'm going to say next 8 months. I'm going to be closer to getting my second degree. I'm going to have that. I'm going to be on different panels of podcasts and radio shows and just doing my own thing and connecting with folks. I'm going to grow. I'm going to continue to grow. This won't be my 40th year right here. I'm about to just lay it down flat and run and run. It's no more half and half. You know, I'm going to limit some of the things that I do that may take away from my time where I can put things together. Yeah, I'm going to limit time with people, with certain things, and I'm going to just continue to push myself, man. That's what you need to do. Sometimes you got to disconnect to reconnect. And you reconnect in a certain way. Destroying and rebuilding your empire. Whatever you want your empire to be, you just go ahead and get all the kinks and everything out of it and all of the nastiness, you know, get all of it out the pipeline. And then you just start clean. You just kill it. You just kill it, man. That's why I go hard every time. I go hard every time. And the support is the biggest thing, man. That's why I said, look at your camp. Make sure nobody ain't poking holes in the raft while you trying to float. You know? Be able to tell your people constructively and respectfully. Look, if you're not moving along with this, then we need to go ahead and just, you know, separate ties for, you know, whatever. And just know I'm going to be busy and I'm going to be doing my thing, but I'm about to level up. You can't keep putting it off, because the more you're going to keep, I've learned in my years, putting stuff off. I'm going to do it. I'm writing my book. Like, I'm really writing. I write literally every other day. Be it a poem or just be me just writing. My book is going to be a compilation of many things. And I just keep going, man. And I want that for my friends, and I want that for the people that I call family that's around me. I want y'all to really levitate and level up so high that, man, when folks come to chill with you, they like, man, dang, this dude, this chick, they all the way up there, man. I gotta get, yo, I'm wasting time, man. And time is precious. Time is precious, man. Time is a precious thing, and we have to make sure that we are taking the advantage of what time we do have. Because we don't know. Nobody knows. They may play God. Doctors may, you know, they can tell you, you can keep doing. Nah, nobody knows, man. So live your life according, love according, and if you can find love in your life, you know, cherish it. Don't be out here trying to act like everybody else. It's corny. Everybody can't be the same. Everybody cannot be the same. It cannot be a million Meg Thee Stallions. It cannot be a million Jordans. Everybody is different. You know, we may want to compare Michael Jordan to LeBron and LeBron to Kobe, Kobe to LeBron. While they may have like similar ways about how they play ball, because it's still a game that's just, you know, generally about shooting the ball, whatever the case may be. But everybody is different, and everybody's going to be their own legend for their own era. People respect Jordan. People respect Kobe. People respect LeBron. There's going to be another person to come behind them. Let's get the business, man. Let's get the business, people. You know, and remember, if you want to tap in, just, you know, leave a message up under the Spotify or Anchor. leave a message up under Apple, you know, Google, whatever it is that you utilize, iHeartRadio, and just tap in with me. Tell me, you know, let me know, hey man, I want to hear you talk about this. I want to hear you talk about that. The community, man, like, you know, giving back to the community, giving back to, you know, the communities that are hurting the worst, which tends to be the Black community. You know, like, let's really give back in a positive stance, man. You've taken away. You've done all the negative stuff. Let's do some positive, man. Let's get it together, all right? Much respect and love to everybody out there that shows love to the William Rutledge podcast. You know, and when I say things are going to be major, they will be. They're already major. It's already a major thing, baby. It's already major, man. You know, so the next time, next day, next hour, next second, next moment, however it breaks down, to my good people, you know, tap in when you can tap in. Show love when you can show love. Be present. You know, look to the future, and don't even entertain the past. Take what happened in the past and say, per se, you learn from it, and then you move forward. Man, shout out to everybody in support, man. Again, man, my homegirl Tish. Want to give a shout out to her. Definitely, my cousin Toya. I love you, Toya. It's a lot of people, man. They know who they are, man. They listening. If they are, all my supporters. Much love to y'all, man. Respect. William Rutledge Podcast, baby.